Sports with Kevin Coyle, a presentation of Wyoming Building Supply on your Thursday morning. Ninth day of April. Hey, the crew's in this morning. Yep. James and Julie, good morning.
Morning.
How are we doing on this beautiful Thursday morning?
Good.
Good.
Nothing better than hearing about spring baseball.
Spring, I know, right?
Love it. Yeah.
Rockies are on the radio, right,
mm-hmm.
James?
Mm-hmm.
Troopers are practicing.
Troopers are past. James will
play
have
in about a week and a half.
Week
yeah.
and a half. James will have the call on that game
nice.
On
mm-hmm.
the 19th. So we'll be carrying live stream on the radio Trooper baseball this year. So, okay. Michael Lerner. Remember the Waltons? She was
Bob,
Olivia.
I bet you do, but I. I didn't watch
well, thanks,
the Waltons.
Julie.
I mean, I remember them, but
you were pretty emphatic with them. Oh, you do.
What a start to the day.
Hey, no. Thanks for tuning in, folks.
Yeah.
I'm going to go home, get my crane.
Yeah. You remember them, don't you, old man?
No, I meant I was watching Little House on the Prairie at the same time.
Oh, okay. All right.
But you were a farm boy, and you were probably watching the Waltons. Nothing to do with age.
Yeah.
Okay.
Trying right. to recover from you, that. What else do you have
way
there?
To cover up.
Yeah.
Good.
What a start.
Yeah. Way to cover your tracks there,
ready
Julie.
For spring baseball, and you're old.
Hey, Dennis Quaid today.
He's old.
He is old.
Kidding.
Add him to the list.
No, not that old. You know,
no.
72. Isn't it amazing the older you get?
Yes.
It's just like... Well, 72 isn't that old.
Mm-hmm.
75 isn't that old. 80 isn't that old. And
well, given some of the names you give us on this list, it's all become relative now.
Right. I have a feeling I'm going to be roasted tomorrow.
Yeah. When you hear William Shatner's name, he's 97.
I know.
He looks
yeah,
the way he
crazy.
Does, and I'm like, okay, nobody's yeah. actually old.
They,
yeah.
I agree, James. That's
space.
A great point.
Yeah.
No one's actually old.
Yeah.
It's just a number.
Yeah. You look like William Shatner and still doing the stuff that he does at 97 or whatever.
There's like a 100-year-old guy running marathons.
Yeah. It's all relative.
You want to check this out?
Sure.
And we missed this on Monday, but I'm bringing it up. Speaking of old.
Yeah, let's stick to this.
Okay. Let's just go
let's
with
lean
it.
Into
right?
it.
Julie led the way on
let's
that.
Let's lean
so
into
we're
this.
Just gonna
we're softening
continue.
The edges of
we're
this.
Just continuing it on. Karen Dahl. Okay. She is the oldest living cast member of The Wizard of Oz.
Hmm.
What did she
celebrated,
do?
Celebrated her 107th
wow.
birthday on Monday.
Yeah. That's
what part did she play?
Okay. Great question. I'll tell you. She's known for her work as a stand-in for Judy Garland.
Oh, wow.
In The Wizard of Oz. Now you may know her best, this is interesting, by looking at her legs and feet as she is the model.
Yeah.
Right now?
No.
I'm sorry, just get me off the show today.
Yeah, right now. Julie's going to be leaving after this. Starting over.
Good morning, James.
Yeah.
How are you today?
And this is my final show.
The coffee's not doing anything.
She is known as the model in the well-known click your heels together
right.
scene.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. So when you see the click your
wow.
heels,
mm-hmm.
that was Karen Dahl. And she celebrated on Monday her 107th birthday.
She was probably just better at it than, like, they'd probably have
well,
Judy try to do it. And
I
then...
don't know. I'm assuming she had better legs and feet than Judy
yeah,
Garland
I guess.
Did.
Something like that.
You know,
or
why,
Judy.
Why
hey,
would...
we can't use you in this thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cover those up.
She's
Sorry, Judy.
That's it's funny. That Wizard of Oz has got a...
It's
that
got a
entire
lot.
Production has got a lot of weird backstory to it.
I know.
When they were making the snow in that,
oh,
in that
I know.
Show, or in that movie, they were using pure asbestos.
They were using
oh
pure
my gosh,
asbestos.
Really?
Pure asbestos.
Yes.
And
which,
this lady's still alive.
Yeah, that's
wow.
what I'm saying. So she's like one of the lucky ones that probably got out of there without
wow.
developing medical complications.
I know. So when that snow came down, all the snow scene
yeah,
is just, total asbestos.
You're breathing in pure asbestos.
Wow. And then Judy had to work really rough hours.
Yeah.
And from what I understood,
yeah.
her uppers. And
she was, yeah.
Come on,
she
Judy.
Was,
let's
she
keep
was,
going.
Yeah. Judy
wow.
had a
now, that
very
might be
unfortunate.
Hearsay, but,
No, that's pretty well documented. She was,
unfortunately. Asbestos is well documented.
No, the Judy part too. Judy Garland was
working a lot of hours.
Unfortunately, worked to the bone.
Yes. On The Wizard of Oz. 107, Karen Dahl.
Wow. That's impressive.
Yeah, that's really impressive.
Even very impressive.
Dodging the asbestos falling from the ceiling.
Yeah, I know. And the monkeys.
Yeah. The Wicked Witch, the monkeys, and the asbestos.
I know,
the,
right?
Yeah.
The three things you got
to
look out for.
That was a scary movie to me.
That was a scary movie to a lot of people. Me too.
I think
what was your scariest part of the movie?
The witch.
Yeah.
The Wicked Witch.
On her bike. That was the scariest part for me. She's on her bike and is like, ding, 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 ding. Yeah. You're like, oh man.
Another thing, another fun fact for you, for Wizard of Oz. Apparently, the Wicked Witch of the West is the evil one,
no,
right?
Glinda the Good Witch.
Yeah. Apparently, she's the Good Witch, but the roles were flipped when it was off camera. So the Wicked Witch of the East was actually like really kind and super nice to everybody.
Yeah.
And then the other one was really
annoying. She was very
mean.
She was very demanding and mean to other people.
And then when they turn it on, she's the Good Witch.
She was the Good Witch.
Yeah. I always thought that was funny.
Everything you wanted to know about the Wizard of Oz today. So there
not
you
the
go.
Anniversary or anything,
yeah.
But yeah.
All right.
They've made that movie so many times too. I feel like I've seen many different versions of it.
I have to be flipping through channels.
They have?
Oh yeah. They've got so many different versions of that story.
Michael Jackson's The Oz or whatever.
They've got that one. Wicked. Two of those movies came out.
Yeah.
There was one with James Franco and Mila Kunis that came out at some point within the last 15 years. There's a lot of, maybe not The Wizard of Oz, but about Oz itself.
Right, right. Huh. I was flipping through channels the other night, and it was on.
Mm-hmm.
Wizard of Oz. And I thought, I wonder if they have the original on. It was. The original one was on. So
still holds up.
I know.
Honestly, very good movie.
Yeah.
Ahead of its time.
Okay.
Way ahead of its time.
Way ahead.
It was the first color movie
Karen
ever made.
Karen Dahl is way ahead of everyone else on the cast at 107 on this past Monday. Looking at today, book today, 1865, the Civil War ends when Confederate General I was right there with Robert E. Lee surrendering his army. Appomattox to Union General Ulysses Grant. I said, Ulysses, take her from here.
Yep.
Thanks, Bob. Oh man, it's a rough crowd today. 1872, powdered milk is patented.
I don't think I've ever had powdered milk.
I have.
It used to be a government staple.
Of course you have. You had it when they were coming out.
Why did you have it? You had cows.
We did, but my grandmother always wanted the milk to go further, so pepper the milk with some powdered milk.
I'll be honest, you're not doing yourself any favors here.
You got to remember.
Make yourself sound older every second.
I know.
No, actually, it was a very popular
thing,
a staple, government staple.
So it's still around, too.
You got to remember, I grew up on a farm with three other families.
This was back in 1911.
It was around there. And there were a lot of cousins that I worked with. There was 12 of us. So you had to feed 12 boys.
I wonder how many.
And
we should just
four girls, my cousins, who worked just as hard as the guys.
But it's also great for backpacking. So James, you don't need to worry about it.
Yeah, true. Yeah,
yeah, James,
I ain't gotta worry about that. No, don't have to set up the emergency kit with the old powdered milk. We got to run a poll at some point for the show and say, how old do you think Bob is, given the information we've given you?
I know, right? Wow,
it'd be varying numbers.
You guys are rough on me today. Wow. Okay. It's a number.
I'm just rolling with Julie. Said,
I know.
Okay?
I know you're rolling with Julie. Yeah. Okay.
Yes, and.
Chinese almond cookie day.
Those are good.
I don't know.
I don't know what that is. Yeah. I've never heard of them.
Yeah, you usually get them as a treat. A lot of times at buffets.
Mm.
Oh.
Sure.
Okay. I was going to say, where do you get these treats? At a buffet.
I'll look them up.
Chinese or buffets.
All right. If you say so. Name yourself day. It's data. You can change your name.
Name myself?
Yeah.
Sure.
If you want to change your name.
James?
You ever thought about changing your name?
No. No, James is simple enough. Why change it?
Bob.
Steve.
What?
That's what you wanted to change your name to?
When I was growing up.
You really actually wanted to do that?
I did.
That's Why? Interesting.
Did you have a reason?
Lying.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm not. I did. I thought.
Was
Wait,
there
you
a
really
reason?
Did?
I don't know. I thought Steve was kind of a cool name.
Okay. I never
haven't thought about it since then, but now that the thing came up, changed the name.
I was named something else. So
you were?
You were?
Well,
I didn't know.
Jill and I have an identical twin. We were named, I guess, Megan and Molly. I was Megan, but my little name thing says Baby B. So, because we weren't, I was surprised.
I've never heard this in my entire life.
Yeah, everyone hated the name, so Mom put all right, Julie and Jill. So, which is good. I'm fine with that. Yeah.
Okay.
Molly?
That worked out.
No, Jill was Molly.
Jill was Megan.
I was technically Baby B, and she was thinking Megan.
Yeah, that's a bad name.
So, Jill was Molly, and you were...
Megan was supposed to be. Wow, I had no idea.
Learn something new every day.
Yeah. Cool.
It's Megan and James on the show this morning.
Yeah.
This morning.
Julie's better, I think. Julie's fits
Julie.
Better.
Yeah.
All right. We'll stay with Julie.
I didn't like my middle name for a long time, but then I came to love it.
I like it.
So do I now. But when you're a kid and your middle name's Eugene.
Unusual.
Right. Yeah. But now I'm like, okay, I love it.
All right, good.
Wouldn't change it for the world.
Okay.
Named
granddad. After your granddad.
So now I appreciate that.
Yeah.
For sure.
Amazing. At the time, no. Mm-hmm. Growing up, not so much. Now,
when you're a kid, you're like, yeah, middle name's Eugene. They're like, what?
Yeah.
No one's named Eugene.
Oh, Eugene. Yeah.
Yeah.
But now I'm like, whatever. Perfect.
Okay. Trivia today. North Dakota, nation's top producer of what snack item?
Sunflower seeds.
Bingo.
Yep.
Good one.
Knew that.
Good one.
I was aware of that. I think I remember seeing this somewhere and being like, really? Really? They were a sunflower producer.
Yes.
Well, you drive through and you see sunflowers. So it's so pretty when the sunflowers are at their peak. You're driving through and it's just fields of sunflowers.
I don't think of North Dakota. I think of sun, though. That's why I think I was like, interested.
Prairie.
Yeah. It's just not, it's cold.
It can be, yes. Which metallic musical instrument, which ranges from soprano to bass, is classified as a woodwind?
Metallic instrument?
Mm-hmm.
Saxophone.
There you go.
Very good.
Soprano saxophone, yeah. That's good.
Julie's playing.
Soprano, tenor,
Julie
and
has
bass.
Taken back mm-hmm. up baritone. Saxophone.
Yeah, I have. Yeah, I got it from Craft Bros.
Right.
They do rentals, not just for schools. Shout out.
All right. Mm-hmm. Maybe someday you can come in, play a little tune for us. Look at her. She's rolling her eyes at me.
James is rolling his eyes.
No, I'm not. I'm like, all
not
right.
Yet, James.
Let's see what happens. She'll hit you with the Godfather theme and then be like, all right, what? I don't know after this.
Followed by.
Yeah.
All right.
Something else.
Yeah. Listen to KROE Sheridan. It's 8:00. Good morning.